There were three things that the Kansas legislature absolutely had to do before they could adjourn the veto session and go home. Fix the drafting error in the school funding plan, check, pass a budget, check, and they had to decide what to do about tax cuts. I'm Amy Jeffries, editor of the Kansas News Service. I'm joined by our State House reporting team, Stephen Caranda, Madeline Fox, and Celia Yilpeas-Jepson.
Hey there.
Hi.
On the last day of the regular session back in April, the Senate held up passage of the school funding bill to get their tax cut package through. But the House did not return the favor and hold up adjournment to get those tax cuts on to the governor. So what the heck happened? How did the Senate lose that fight?
It was really because the bill included so much. It included the reaction to the federal tax cut law. Without getting too far into it, because of the federal changes, a lot of people won't be able to itemize anymore on their federal and state taxes. But if we had changed the law, they could still itemize on their state taxes. The real problem here was that for a lot of people, some of the changes they made to respond to the federal tax cut for businesses repatriating income to the U.S., there were concerns that they didn't have a solid idea of what that would cost. People like Democratic Senator Tom Holland said Kansas just got out of budget troubles and they shouldn't be doing something if they don't know what it will cost.
The legislature ended up adding, though, nearly $1 billion in spending for schools to satisfy the Kansas Supreme Court, but also to pay back the state pension fund, restore some higher education funds, give state workers a raise. So is this a legislature that is just over it when it comes to rifling the state couch cushions for some spare change?
Well, what was different this year is they actually had some money to spend. We saw even last year they started to restore, for example, some of the higher ed cuts, and they did have some employee raises last year. So they really continued on this trajectory of starting to reverse some of the things that we've seen with the tight budgets in recent years.
Remarkably, the budget bill was not something that kept lawmakers up late this past week, but there were a few things that did. One of the things that they pushed the clock over was a bill that started as a fairly ho-hum update to adoption and foster care laws. Maddie Fox, what was the controversy there?
Well, so as you mentioned, this bill started out as just really a language cleanup to the adoption law in Kansas, changing it from husband and wife to married couple, clarifying some things that have been giving lawyers some headaches over the years. Then they added in another bill called the Adoption Protection Act that provided a religious exemption for faith-based adoption agencies.
They got the minimum majority needed to pass this bill. So what was kind of the fuss all about?
For opponents, it looked like the bill was going to open the door to state-sponsored discrimination, allowing taxpayer dollars to pay for agencies that were turning away people, maybe same-sex couples, maybe single parents, maybe people of a different religion. Slavery was justified by some people's sincerely held religious beliefs, so it touched a nerve.
They stayed up late debating the merits of this Adoption Protection Act, but they didn't dilly-dally on school finance in this veto session. They did their homework quickly. Celia, have they made Attorney General Derek Schmidt happy?
He might disagree with the idea that they did their homework, and at least, let's say, whether they turned their homework in on time, because he did want a school finance bill that he could start writing briefs about much earlier, say at the start of March. He did get a bit of an extension from the Kansas Supreme Court to write the briefs, but I think his office has probably been pretty stressed trying to prepare the best possible argument for the state to win this 7 years and running lawsuit.
So that leaves the $2 billion question, which is, will they be back in June?
That is the $2 billion question. So I asked a few lawmakers this on the way out on Friday, and some of them expect that, yes, they'll be back in June. So they're very concerned the court is going to think that this is too little money, or rather spread out over too many years. It's a five-year phase-in.
Stephen, Maddie, any bets? Will they be
back? I'm not gambling on the legislature.
Keep your calendar clear just in case.
Yeah, that sounds about right.